I'm George Walker, and Flat Stanley is a story of a young adventurer that children get to meet upstairs at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center Auditorium from May 10th through May 26th. The director from out of town is Samantha Joy Pearlman.
Yeah. Well, hi. I'm Samantha Joy Pearlman. I'm in from New York City. I'm an old friend of Kate Galvin's, the artistic director at Cardinal Stage, and I'm thrilled to be here in Bloomington putting together this show. I am the director and choreographer, so I get to tell the actors what to do and make them dance the way I like to dance. So that's fun. The show we put together is The Adventures of Flat Stanley, based on the beloved children's book. It is a wild adventure about a child who makes a wish on a falling star to go on a magical adventure, and a bulletin board will fall on him while he is sleeping, and he becomes flattened and goes on this adventure as a flat version of himself, and he gets to travel through the mail to places like Hawaii and France. We get to sing and dance and do a lot of laughter along the way. It's a very silly story, but it is very charming. And our cast is just extraordinarily talented, and we've just been having a lot of fun.
Cole Winston, one of the actors that may be a little more familiar to Bloomington theatergoers, plays a character called Stanley Lambchop. So I'm assuming you're part of the family, Cole.
I am the Flat Stanley, yes, part of the family.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes.
Tell us a little bit about your adventure.
Stanley makes this wish on a star to travel the world doing amazing things the world's never seen before. And once he makes that wish, it comes true in the form of becoming flat. And at first, he has no idea what to do. He's scared. He's self-conscious. But once he embraces this identity that it's now a part of him, he realizes all the great things it can do for him, including being able to fit in an envelope and be traveling through the mail. So he makes a trip to Los Angeles, he makes a trip to Paris, France, to Hawaii, and as he goes on these adventures, he just learns new things about himself, he has fun, he meets new people and finds old friends along the way, and it's a lot of fun as a 20-year-old to see that, and I'm sure it will be even more fun for the 3-year-olds who get to see it and go, oh my God, that person's flat.
Cole, you're medium height and a slender gentleman, but how do you do the flat?
We have some costume magic along the way that will help that out.
Samantha, tell us a little bit about this magic.
Well, we've had a lot of fun, Chris and I.
Christopher Roten?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Dreaming about the show and the visual vocabulary of the show. And the first thing we had to talk about was, how are we going to make this person flat? We've come up with this sort of contraption that it will appear as if a bulletin board is falling on Cole, and he'll be able to do some costume quick change while this bulletin board is on top of him in the next coming days. We now are really going to get to know how the costume moves and works.
Yeah, I never thought one of my biggest acting challenges would be learning how to work with a costume like this, act with a whole new flatness. I never thought it would be in a kid's show.
We've been laughing because in the choreography, I kept saying, Nicole, you have to face front, because if you turn sideways, we'll see that you're three-dimensional. So everything that I've had to build for him has to be always facing forward, which is unnatural as humans to stand totally flat to the audience, but we've been working on that.
It's coming along well.
The music director for the show is Ray Fellman. Cole, I understand that you actually work with Ray at the theater department.
I do. He's my voice teacher. Ray's beyond wonderful. He is a master of knowing how to work with people and teach music very comfortably. He's helped resolve some of our issues of different keys and different sounds, and making sure that everything that is up on stage is as perfect as it can be.
We've been talking with Samantha Joy Pearlman, director and choreographer. Mm-hmm. Also, the actor Cole Winston, who plays Flat Stanley in the upcoming Flat Stanley. It's at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center Auditorium, May 10th through the 26th. Lots of afternoon and evening shows for those 3-year-old and plus, and perhaps their parents and even grandparents.
The show is entertaining for the parents, too.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Yeah!